وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بعث إلى بني لحيان فقال. Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam send a delegation to Bani Lahyan, and he send us message to them, layambaith min kulli rajulain ahaduhuma wal ajru baynahuma, that from amongst this clan of Banu Lahyan, this tashkil that was made to go out in jihad, that from every two people, one person must go. In other words, half the man must stay, the other half must go out in jihad, and the reward will be between them. Both the groups will get the full reward. وفي رواية له لا يخرج من كل رجلين رجلا. And in another narration, the same subject is discussed, that from every two people, one person must go. In other words, 50% of the people must go out for jihad. In another riwayat it comes, أَيُّكُمْ خَلَفَ الْخَارِجِ فِي أَهْلِهِ وَمَالِهِ بِخَيْرٍ كَانَ لَهُ مِثْلُ نِصْفِ أَجْرِ الْخَارِجِ, that whoever from amongst you will look after the person who has gone out, and he looks after him as far as his wealth is concerned, as far as his family is concerned, with goodness, with loyalty and honesty, he looks after that family, he will get half of the reward of that person who has gone out in jihad. So in this way, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam maintained a beautiful balance, that all the matters locally at home will also carry on. Half the man will remain to look after the affairs here, and the other half will go out in jihad, which was a great necessity, especially at that time. So that part will also be seen to, and the running of the affairs locally will also carry on. وعن البراء رضي الله عنه قال حضرت براء رضي الله تعالى عنه says أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رجل مقنع بالحديد فقال. A person came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who was prepared for jihad. He was dressed and prepared for jihad. فقال يا رسول الله أقاتلو أو أسلمو, should I go for jihad or my first must I become a Muslim? That person was a non-Muslim at that time, but he was also eager for jihad. And he asked, must I first go and make jihad or first become a Muslim? فقال أسلم ثم قاتل. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, first you become a Muslim and then you make jihad. For without Islam, without becoming a Muslim, no rewards are accepted. There are no rewards by Allah, no deeds are accepted by Allah. First a person must become a Muslim. فَأَسْلَمَ ثُمَّ قَاتَلَ فَقُتِلَ, that person became a Muslim and then he went out, made qital, he fought in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and then he himself got shaheed, he got killed. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, عَمِلَ قَلِيلًا وَأُجِرَ كَثِيرًا, he did very little amal and he got a very great reward. That is, he just became Muslim now. Perhaps he hardly had made one namaz. He did not acquire any knowledge of deen, and he went and he became shaheed. So he has got a very great reward by Allah Ta'ala, but a very small amal. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما أحد يدخل الجنة يحب أن يرجع إلى الدنيا وله مال الأرض من شيء إلا شهيد. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said there is no one who will enter Jannat and then desire to return to this dunya. Whoever has entered Jannat, in fact, a person whoever has died with Iman, already the enjoyment he gets in his qabr, they never ever desire to come back to this world. Many people who saw such people in their dream, these people told them, who have died before, come away, yeah, enjoyment is here. What you wasting your time in dunya? Great enjoyment is here. So a person who has died with Iman never desires to come back to this dunya, and went, that not only come back, but that he has everything on the surface of the earth. So much he is given. Nobody will desire to come back, even if he is given the whole world with all its contents. But only a shaheed will desire to come back. And what will be his desire to come back? Of course, not for this dunya and the things of this dunya, which he will be able to have seen very clearly, comparing the two, that this dunya is absolutely nothing. But why does he want to come back? يَتَمَنَّى أَن يَرْجِعِ لَلدُّنْيَا فَيُقْتَلَ أَشَرَ مَرَّاتِ. He will desire to come back in this dunya and then become shaheed 10 times. Because he will see the great reward of a shaheed, and he will want this reward over and over and over. Up to 10 times he would desire to come back, become shaheed again, and get that reward. Lima yara min al karamati. Because what he will see of the great, great rewards that there are for a shaheed. Wafi riwayatin lima yara min fadli shahada. Because he will see of the great virtues and the great honor that is bestowed on a shaheed. وعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما حضرت عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما says أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said يغفر الله للشهيد كل شيء إلا الدين, that Allah will forgive for a shaheed all his sins also besides any loan that he has got. If he has got a debt, he has taken a loan from somebody, that will have to be paid. From here we understand how important it is that we pay our debts, that we our loans that we have taken from people, debts that we have got, that even a shaheed whose virtues are so great that Allah will forgive all his sins, but his debts, that won't be forgiven, that he will have to pay. So many of us, we make a joke when we take loans from people, we don't pay back, we take it very lightly. This is a very wrong thing. It's a serious matter. We should be very sincere and honest and try our utmost to pay back, and pay back on time and pay back properly. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah Ali used to say that today people don't want to help one another. And the main reason behind that is because we don't pay back. Hazrat used to say, even sell some of your necessary things, sell some of your furniture, sell your car, but pay your debt. To pay a debt is so important, but unfortunately we are very negligent in this also. Then we cry and we say nobody wants to help us, nobody wants to give us a loan. But when we get a loan, we don't pay back. We squander that money in holidays, in lavish things, in unnecessary things, and we don't pay back. This is, and we can see that even a shaheed won't be forgiven his debt, that he will have to pay back. وفي رواية القتل في سبيل الله يكفر كل شيء إلا الدين. And in one narration it comes, to get killed, that is to become a shaheed in the path of Allah Ta'ala, is kaffara, compensation for each and everything. All your sins will be forgiven, إلا الدين, but not your debt. The debt you will have to pay. So we should be very serious. We should try and avoid taking loans. If we do take, then we should make sure that we pay back as arranged, properly on its time and in the proper way. This is a very important aspect also of a Muslim's life.